Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how many people work answering the phone at the Jewish numbers switchboard? The Jewish Number is a new nonprofit organization whose goal is twofold: to connect Jews around the world and to provide a hotline to help travelers find Jewish-related information such as services, temples, or kosher stores or restaurants in foreign countries. The idea is based on the Swedish Number, a service that was set up by Sweden's Tourist Association, which made it possible for people from all over the world to phone a random Swede to get information about that country. The Jewish Number was created by Solomon Shlomo Zirdok, a Mexican Jew living in Los Angeles, and it enables callers to connect with any registered Jew located anywhere in the world. Zirdok spoke with us about the Jewish Number and how you can participate, either by calling to ask a question or volunteering to be an answerer.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Shlomo. This idea of the Jewish Number is a very interesting thing. Can you tell us what it is?
Yeah, sure. First of all, thank you for having me and your interest in this movement. I will explain you how it works and how they begin. And everything began a year ago. I'm from Mexico and I am living now in LA. And my sister-in-law and all my family is still living in Mexico. So a year ago, my sister-in-law was into Tehillim, you know, the Psalms program. And this program is about that 18 people read for 18 days some chapters of the Psalms. And in order to complete the whole book of Psalms every day. And this is useful for example, sick people, or to ask for people that want to get married or want to have kids or some needs that the people need. And this program works to find salvation or to ask God to help them. So in the last day, I think was in the last day, my sister-in-law forgot to say these psalms, the psalms that she's supposed to say. And if she wouldn't say it, the whole book wouldn't be fulfilled with all the other people. So she forgot, and when she remembered that she didn't read the psalms, it was already late in Mexico to say the Psalms, because the Psalms is only able to say it in the day, not in the night. So it was already night in Mexico, and she remembered that she didn't read the Psalms. So she called me, because in LA it's 2 hours before, and in LA it was a day. So she called me, and she asked me to read the Tehillim or the Psalms for her in order to fulfill the whole book. So I read them, and finally the program was successfully complete, and the program was complete. So there I thought that in some point, if I wouldn't be living in LA, she wouldn't have any alternative or any other way how to complete this book, and the whole process or the program would be not accomplished. So that was the main point when I started thinking that the Jewish are always connected and they need each other in every time. And it could be my sister-in-law, it could be any other person that will need any other Jews, because we are related in customs and laws, and the religion itself is a way of life that unite all the Jewish together. So I was thinking how to get connected and how to have a platform or something to be connected. And 6 months later, I saw a website that it calls the Swedish Number. This is a platform almost similar, or almost the same that the Jewish number. And what they do is they have a number for the people that lives in Swedish. And you can call that number, and some random Swedish that live there, they can answer the call, and you can talk about anything you want with a Swedish person. So I think this is the idea of how to get connected with the Jews. Because even if the internet, and you can find some things in internet, the Jewish, the religion is always updated. Because we need for kosher, and we need for, we are looking for synagogues, and we're looking for different things that we need every single day. And no matter where you are, you still need a kosher food. And no matter where you are, you will need a synagogue or just a Jew that can help you for something.
So is this really for religious Jews, or is it just for any Jews?
No, this is for any Jews, and that's also the point, because there's a lot of things in internet that is will be true or not. So and also there's so many Jews that are not connected with the Judaism. And to have a line that you will call with a real Jew and can give you some information that you can't find or you find in internet wrong, and that gives you more idea or can give you more details or more information about the Judaism. So it's about anything. It's about the religious person, people are not religious. What we are looking for is to get united all the Jews in this phone number.
Yeah, tell me how it works. Can anyone use it, or do the callers have to register, or can anybody call the number from anywhere?
Anybody can call the numbers. Actually, we've been having some calls from non-Jews persons that they are always welcome to talk to a Jew, for sure. And the way it works is that we have a switchboard that works totally confident. I mean, the other people doesn't have any way have to know their personal information, as the names or the phone numbers, the personal phone numbers. So the way it works is that anyone can call the number, and to be the one that answers the phone, you have to be registered in the website. And we ask for some information to be sure that the register is a Jew. For example, the community and the rabbi, who's his rabbi, or the phone number.
Yeah, that's something that I noticed, because there are a lot of secular Jews who don't have a rabbi and they're Jewish.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what...
actually they are we've been receiving some submission from people that they said I don't have a rabbi, but I'm just going maybe two times a year for to some synagogue or something like that. So what we are trying to do is to know more. I mean, the phone number of the rabbi or the rabbi's name, it's just like a first approach to make sure that the person is Jew. And if they don't have a rabbi, they can always contact us and tell us more about themselves, and to make sure, just to make sure that all the registered people is Jew, to maintain the main point of the platform.
Now, if somebody calls the switchboard, is there a person at the switchboard who answers, or is it an automatic thing?
It's an automatic thing, absolutely. There is nobody there working. There's just the programmers, the technician people that are helping us to make sure that everything is working. This is actually a system online, where a platform that we got into, and we register the people that are sending us the submission. And for each country, we have different files, to say in that way. And the people that is trying to be registered, we put their number in the right file or country. And in that way, when somebody calls and wants to talk to that specific country, we have a list for the people that lives in that specific country, and they can answer the call.
So that's all automatic?
Yeah, it's everything. It's all automatic, and that makes us the security that nobody will know their personal information.
So in other words, nobody knows the personal information either of the caller or the person who answers.
Yeah, the only person that knows the personal information is the staff from the Jewish number, and there is just the two people in the organization that knows the information in order to update the system or to put the numbers in the system.
Okay, because something that, you know, I'm technologically kind of in the Middle Ages, but anyway, the calls are sent to the answerers between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Sunday to Friday, which means that if somebody calls and let's say they're from Los Angeles and they call at 6 o'clock in the evening and they want to speak to somebody in Paris, there's a 9-hour time difference. And so what does the switchboard do? It keeps the phone call there until it's the right time in Paris, and then it sends it off to Paris?
When the people calls to a specific country out of hours, there's a record that says that the switchboard is not available for that country at that time.
I see.
So you have to call later. That hours are because the answers doesn't want to be bothered. And that's especially we don't want to make this a problem for the answers, you know, for the people that answer. And we don't want to disturb them at 2 a.m. because somebody would just want to know about the platform or the movement. We try to keep the hours in work hours in order to be this enjoyable and not to be a problem for the people who answers.
Yeah, I see that from the website that you have answerers in many countries, including North and South America, Europe, and even Australia and South Africa. And I was wondering where most of the callers come from and where most of the answerers are.
The most of them are from the United States. They are in New York, for example, we have many more than the others. But at least we have 5 people in each country. Mm-hmm. That is helping us to answer. And we would like to have as much as possible in any country to make sure that everybody can have the opportunity to talk with somebody.
Do most callers and answerers speak English?
Yeah,
Is there a demand for other languages? Because I know you have a lot of people in South America, too. I was wondering if there's a demand for other languages.
We know that the people that will, for example, if I want to talk with somebody in Paris or France, I will know that these people will talk in French, or he or she will talk in English. So if I'm gonna call to Paris, the same way that if I fly to Paris or if I'm going to South Africa, I will have to talk in English or whatever language they speak, because it's a common sense that the people know that in the country that I'm trying to call is people that speak their own languages. Mm-hmm. So they will be prepared to talk in the language of the country or in English.
Do you know what kind of information most callers ask about?
Actually, right now the people is asking to know what it's all about. So the people is just interesting to know how it works. Also, all the calls are recorded to maintain the proposals of the platform. And the most calls that we've been hearing is people interesting to know what it's all about. And the answers explain them that we've been inviting them, you know, to answer Judaism questions or to give the people the opportunity to know more about their Judaism in their countries.
But the questions are not about Judaism. They're more about the Jewish community in that country or something, right? Because, I mean, the people who answer don't have to be experts in Judaism.
Yeah, no, not at all. And they can say, I don't know, but here's a number of my rabbi, for example, and he will tell you more about your question or something like that. I mean, this is not like the school or college that you have to know the answer. You don't have to be an expert at all. And whatever you can help, it's a pleasure. I mean, there's always a pleasure to help other Jews. So whatever you can help, you help. And whatever you can say, I don't know. And if you have the number for the people that knows the answer, you can give them the phone number and he can call directly. Or you just can say, I don't know, and it will be fine. I mean, it's not like a very serious calls for or questions to answer.
I know that the Jewish number is very new. I think you started in May. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, we started everything in May, but the launch was in July.
Uh-huh.
So it's very, very just the beginning. And we have been receiving really good response from the people. The people is very excited to participate. And we've been having a lot of requesting for people that want to be registered and to be part. So the more than we expected.
I was going to ask you if you've had any feedback.
Yeah. No, actually, we've been having more responses or more people than we expected, because I think this is a real... And we just passed Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av, it's all about to forget the hate for other people and to know that all the Jewish are the same for God. And that's the real thing. And that's, I think, the Jewish number now... It's the Tisha B'Av, I think it makes it a stronger idea for the Jewish number, because we can be together in one phone number and we can help each other if we are all united. And there is everything something that we related for to something. And I think the Jewish number is the clue or a really bridge that can unite all the Jewish together.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we haven't touched on?
No, just thank you for the interest. And I would love to all the Jews to be together in this movement. And it's not just about to have a phone number, but it's about the unity that the Jewish people need. Because as I hear from my rabbi in Tisha B'Av, Hitler... He didn't make any difference if you were religious or if you were non-religious or if you were Ashkenaz or Sfarad or Reform or whatever kind of Jew you were, he would kill them. And the thing that we are doing now is the same thing, but otherwise, it doesn't matter what kind of Jew you are. You can participate in the Jewish number, and that's what we are creating. Also, the Jewish number for me is in the Holocaust, they put a number on the people that were in the Holocaust. So this is also the Jewish number is the same number for everybody. And that's also something special for me, because the name of the Jewish number, it's now 56 years after the Holocaust, or I think it's more. But after the Holocaust, we can say now we have a Jewish number, and this is the same Jewish number for everybody.
Thank you very much, Shlomo.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.